Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at some of the stories that might have caught your kids' attention in The Juice. First up, there's a piece on climate change, which it seems like we're talking about pretty much every week these days.
It's definitely a recurring theme.
Yeah, and for good reason.
Right. Well, 2024 was officially the hottest year ever recorded, which is, pretty alarming.
Yeah, no kidding.
And The Juice, presents this as kind of a wake-up call, a reminder of the urgency of climate action.
Okay, so they're not sugarcoating it.
No, not really. But they also highlight some positive developments, which is important.
Like what? I mean, what kind of positive spin can you put on the hottest year on record?
Well, for one, the UK completely phased out coal power last year.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize they'd done that already.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a significant milestone and a good example of how countries are starting to transition to cleaner energy sources.
So there's some hope then.
There is, yeah. And globally, renewable energy sources like solar and wind power saw a huge surge last year, too.
Interesting. So are we finally starting to turn the corner on this?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but there are definitely some encouraging signs. This shift to renewables could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about, the different ways we can generate energy.
Yeah, like the pros and cons of each type of energy source.
Exactly. And the impact they have on the environment.
Okay. So there's a glimmer of hope amidst the climate doom and gloom.
It seems that way. The article also talks about this really interesting legal approach to protecting the environment.
Oh, yeah. I read about that. I think it was in Iceland.
Well, some countries are actually starting to grant personhood status to ecosystems.
Which basically means?
It means giving them legal rights like you or I have to protect them from harm.
Wow. That's pretty radical.
It is. It's a pretty fascinating concept that might be worth exploring with older kids who are interested in law or environmental activism.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so moving on from the heavy stuff, The Juice also had this really cute story about a pair of Amur tigers.
Ah, yes, Boris and Svetlaya.
I love that they have names.
Right. It's quite a heartwarming story. These two tigers were orphaned when they were cubs and they were raised together.
Yeah.
But then they were released into the wild hundreds of miles apart in Russia.
To encourage them to find different mates.
Exactly. The idea was to help expand the endangered tiger population.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. But that's not exactly how it played out.
Not quite, May. Boris decided he wasn't having it, and he trekked over 100 miles to reunite with Svetlaya.
Wow, 100 miles. That's incredible.
It really is. They even had a new litter of cubs together.
That's so sweet. A real-life Romeo and Juliet story, except with a happier ending.
Yeah, thankfully.
Yeah.
It's a testament to their strong bond and, the lengths animals will go to be with their chosen companions.
You could use this story to talk to kids about animal behavior and the importance of protecting endangered species.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, unfortunately, not all the news in The Juice is quite so uplifting.
Right.
There's also coverage of those really tragic events that happened around New Year's.
Yeah, there were two separate incidents that really shook the nation. The first happened on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Right. I remember hearing about that.
A former U.S. Army veteran carried out this really horrific attack.
Yeah, killing 14 people and injuring many more.
It was a senseless act of violence that was linked to Islamic extremism.
Which is, a difficult but important topic to address.
Absolutely. Especially with older children.
Right. It's about helping them understand the dangers of extremism and, the importance of tolerance and respect for others.
Exactly. And then there was another incident in Las Vegas on New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah. The Cybertruck explosion.
Right. The driver was killed and several others were injured.
It's still unclear what caused the explosion.
Right.
Yeah, the investigation is ongoing, but it raises some questions about, safety and security measures.
Especially with the increasing presence of self-driving vehicles.
Exactly. It's a reminder that technology, while it has the potential to do a lot of good,
can also have unintended consequences. Okay, moving on, The Juice also features a story about something we're seeing more and more of these days. The closure of churches.
Yeah, it's a trend that's been happening for a while now.
And it's not just limited to one denomination or region.
Right. It seems to be happening across the board.
So what's driving this trend?
Well, The Juice attributes it to a couple of things, declining memberships and financial struggles.
Which makes sense. Churches rely on donations to operate.
Exactly. And with fewer people attending services, it becomes harder to keep the doors open.
So it's a financial issue as much as a spiritual one.
It seems so. The Juice also suggests that this trend is part of a broader shift towards secularism in society.
Which is a really interesting topic to explore with kids.
It is. You could talk about, the role of religion in history and society and how those roles have evolved over time.
Right, and how different cultures and societies view religion differently.
Exactly.
Finally, the Juice covers an issue that's sadly becoming more and more prevalent: homelessness.
It's a complex issue with a lot of contributing factors.
Like the rising cost of housing.
That's definitely a big one. The affordability crisis is making it harder and harder for people to find a place to live.
And it's not just in big cities anymore.
Right, it's affecting communities of all sizes.
The Juice also mentions the influx of migrants who have been displaced by natural disasters.
Which is another factor that's contributing to the problem.
It's a really tough situation, and it's one that's only getting worse.
It is. The Juice reports an 18% rise in homelessness in 2024, which is the largest increase since they started keeping track back in 2007.
Wow, that's alarming. So what can we do about it?
Well, that's a big question. The Juice suggests that it's going to require a multifaceted approach involving government policies, community initiatives, and individual actions. This could be a good opportunity to talk to kids about empathy, social responsibility, and the importance of helping those in need.
And to encourage them to get involved in their communities.
Exactly.
All right, that's it for this week's deep dive into the Juice. We hope you found it informative and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
And as always, if you have any thoughts or questions, feel free to reach out to us on social media.
We love hearing from you. And until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.